So let's talk some measurements. That's what went down today. The consensus number one overall pick, Joe Burrow's hand size came in at 9 inches. Listen to this. The last quarterback to have hands that small and be drafted first overall was Jared Goff back in 2016, guys. So that gives you some comparison.
It's an annual NFL tradition. Every year, we're introduced to the incoming class of rookie quarterbacks, and we're told that a single measurement matters, hand size. But what if the metric is totally meaningless? As the NFL Combine unfolds in Indianapolis, we investigate the connection between big hands and big production and ask whether scouts are chasing a myth. I'm Mina Kimes. It's Tuesday, February 25th. This is ESPN Daily, presented by ADT. Dave, I was very self-conscious reading this piece because I don't know if you know this about me, but I have tiny, tiny hands.
I have gigantic hands.
Do you?
Come on. I have tiny baby hands.
Dave Fleming is a senior writer for ESPN. His report on the NFL's obsession with quarterback hand size publishes to ESPN.com today. So, Dave, yesterday was a big day for the quarterback prospects at this year's Combine. The annual release of the hand size measurements and the annual freakout about said measurements.
Well, I mean, it is like a national scouting holiday when the QB hand size measurements come out, because there is the belief that the distance between a potential NFL quarterback's tip of his pinky and the tip of his thumb directly correlates to their success in the NFL. Mm. That's why we care.
Just to give people sort of a framework here, what is a big hand and what is a small hand in football world?
Red flags in NFL scouting go up if your hand is smaller than 9.5 inches. But the guys who are said to have hands the size of catcher's mitts that's generally anything above 10 inches. The normal size of a adult human's hand is like 8.5 inches, 8.75 inches.
Right now, everyone who's listening to this podcast is looking at their hands, if they're on their steering wheel, wondering, do I have big hands? Do I have small hands? I've never thought about it until this very moment.
Well, yeah, and I think that is also part of it, right? That it's a myth or a theory or a legend that our strength and virility is directly connected to the size of our hands, that basically goes back to the beginning of time. So in that sense, it seems logical that we care about how big a quarterback's hands are.
What is the origin of the belief in the NFL world that big hands equals good quarterback?
As far as I could tell, where it really took off with Brett Favre, scouts and just people in general trying to quantify any way they could why this guy who was sort of a washout in Atlanta would go to the freezing cold and icy elements inside Lambeau Field and become a three-time MVP. I mean, I think it's just human nature and scouting in general, right? That it's like, whoa, if something like weird like this happens, we want to be able to quantify it. Honestly, I think there were some Packers personnel who sort of wanted to claim credit for basically knowing in advance that he would be great because of his hand size. And then what happens is human nature takes over, right? And people are like, well, that's just got to be true. Look at Brett Favre, or look at Peyton Manning, or look at Russell Wilson, or Drew Brees. I mean, their hands are huge. So therefore, ergo, right, all good quarterbacks have to have big hands.
Brees and Wilson are interesting examples because those were quarterbacks who were not universally seen as being sure things.
Yeah, in cases like that, especially with Russell Wilson, you've got a really influential scouting and personnel department in Seattle, right, that is sort of the envy of the rest of the league. And what happens is they can't decide. They're worried about picking him so high, mainly because of his height. And then one of the things that pushes him over the edge in their minds is the fact that he's got huge hands.
I think the bigger the hands, the easier it is to grip the football and let it rip. So For me, you know, I try to put this pointer finger right near the tip of the football and let it spin.
Basically, he should be like 7'7" if you go proportionally of for how big his hands are. So the Seahawks, based on this data, get pushed over the edge. They're like, okay, we're going to take Russell Wilson. And then retrospectively, it's like, oh, look at that. How genius that was that we went by his hand size. And then that sort of proliferates the myth through all these other kind of envious scouting departments. And the same thing for Drew Brees. I mean, he's a short guy, but he's got huge hands.
Dave, I want to ask you, when did you, as a reporter who has been covering football for a long time, first start to doubt the correlation between hand size and being a good quarterback?
I was at, years ago, at Jamarcus Russell's pro day at LSU, and it was not good. And as he finished up his workout, I walked out with a GM and a coach that I respected, and I was like, what'd you guys think? That was not very good. And they both were like, yeah, but did you see his hands? They were huge. I think the coach even said, it's like he's got an extra knuckle. And I was like, what? That doesn't make any sense, right? He could barely connect with his wide receivers on routes where there was no defense. And they walked out of there going, yeah, but his hands are so huge, he's a can't-miss prospect. And ever since then, really, it was kind of like, we need to look into this because it doesn't make any sense. There have been exhaustive studies, including one we did at ESPN, that went back over the last 10 drafts and compared quarterback hand size to fumble rate per game and then QBR overall. There is zero correlation between the size of a quarterback's hand and their performance in the NFL. Zero correlation. If anything, it was in reverse. The guys with quote-unquote smaller hands fumbled at the same rate and had a higher QBR than quarterbacks with bigger hands. It's like, I don't understand. It takes 2 seconds to look this up to see if there's any correlation. And what happens is you look at the data and you go, well, what's going on? It's laughable. Coaches say, oh, hand size is more important than how tall a quarterback is. I've read quote-unquote draft experts who are saying, you know, in some situations, the size of a quarterback's hand is more important than his arm strength.
What?
And yes, it's never ending.
You make a really important point in your story. Beyond questioning, you know, the connection, hand size measurements themselves are not very reliable.
Right? It's just like, this, the more you look into this, it just gets sillier and sillier. And the fact that between the Senior Bowl and the Combine and then pro day workouts on college campuses, there's no universally accepted way to measure a hand. So you could go to the Combine and where there's a ruler taped to a desktop and you have to put your hand down and they measure the distance between your thumb and your pinky and that's your hand size. And 3 weeks later at your pro day, they might ask you to just hold your hand up in the air and they would spread a tape measure between your pinky and your thumb and that's your hand size. One you can lean into and spread your hands out on a desk. The only thing wrong with the theory of quarterback hand size is that it's fundamentally flawed on every single level.
If grip strength is more important, sounds like you think it is, why don't teams measure that?
I honestly, that's the million-dollar question, right? I think that they think that there's a correlation between size and strength of a grip. That's like measuring a kicker's foot size to try and predict how long his field goals will be. I think that they think they're measuring for hand strength, and they're not. They're measuring hand size, and those are two completely different things.
There's an entire cottage industry around the draft process of preparing these quarterbacks for, you know, the combine drills, the interviews. Is there any preparation they can do? I can't believe I'm asking this question. To make their hands seem larger?
Yes, absolutely. There are players, because they have no choice, that will hire hand masseuses to loosen up the connective tissue in their hand just so that they can get that measurement over 9 inches and sort of check that box off. Brandon Allen, who's now a backup in Denver, is a perfect example of that, right? He went into the Senior Bowl, didn't even realize hand measurement was a thing, and just sort of held his hand up, and they were like, oh, 8.5 inches. And everyone's like, oh my God, his career's over. And so between the Senior Bowl and the Combine, the masseuse that he was already working with spent a little extra time massaging his hand. And then when he got to the Combine, he really concentrated on the measurement, spread his hand out as far as he could. And I think he got to just under 9 inches. And again, just like the talk of the Combine was this guy's magical hand masseuse. And he told me, right, that other quarterbacks with tiny hands were blowing up his phone asking him what his secret was and could they get the number of his masseuse.
Coming up, how our brains allow this and other faulty NFL scouting practices to persist. The best teams start with great talent, but finding the right people can be a challenge. I mean, just ask the New York Knicks. When it comes to hiring for your business, ZipRecruiter can help you find the right candidates for your team fast, from healthcare to manufacturing to business services and more. And now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/ESPNDaily. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 top job sites, but they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right skills and experience for your job and actively invites them to apply. You can even add screening questions to your job listing so you can filter candidates and focus on the best ones. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, to try ZipRecruiter for free, my listeners can go to ZipRecruiter.com/ESPNDaily. That's ZipRecruiter.com/ESPNDaily. ZipRecruiter.com/ESPNDaily. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. So, Dave, the quarterbacks in this year's draft class were measured on Monday at the Combine, and probably the biggest, well, the smallest story of the day was the reveal that Joe Burrow, who is universally seen as the number one overall pick right now, came in at just 9 inches. So you can forget about him having the best season by a quarterback in college football history and winning the national championship. None of that matters. He's toast. Meanwhile, on the flip side, was there anyone who you think might be overestimated because of his hand size results?
Basically, that Jordan Love from Utah State is, measure his gold jacket right now. He's got huge hands, which is basically anything over 10.5 inches is considered gigantic. I can already tell he definitely will go up on people's draft boards. You know, he was measured first at the Senior Bowl, and I was there. And when the numbers started circulating on Twitter, all of a sudden, it was like a unicorn was in the room. So I go up to him and I'm like, well, what does this mean that you have big hands? And before he can answer, I've got doofuses in the media next to me that are answering for him. Like, I'm an idiot. They're like, well, it's a big deal. It's very important. I'm like, eh, it really isn't. And then the same thing, a guy next to him was like, well, it means he won't fumble. It means he's got big hands, therefore he won't fumble. I'm like, check the data on that. It actually doesn't mean that at all. And so I realized it was like, we're part of the problem, right? We're sort of like, we want so desperately to sound like we know what we're talking about or quantify things that can't be quantified that we overemphasize this measurement as well in the media.
Well, Dave, let's give some hope to the quarterbacks who didn't measure up to what Jordan Love achieved. Who are some of the guys out there with small hands who have succeeded despite it?
There's a little-known quarterback who was drafted in 2017, and there was an actual all-caps headline after the Combine that wondered out loud if his draft status and his career as an NFL player would tank because of his tiny hands. His name, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, is Patrick Mahomes. And I don't know if he's done okay. And, you know, we're all rooting for him, all, you know, all of us with less than ginormous hands. That's the reality of the situation. Quarterbacks that have hands that are under 9.5 inches include Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Garoppolo, Kyler Murray, Baker Mayfield, Jared Goff, Tony Romo. Almost to a man, they're the ones who had the lowest fumble rate and the highest QBR of any quarterback in their draft class. All the data points to the fact that this doesn't matter.
Dave, based on all of the evidence you've given us, it seems like this myth should have died a long time ago. Why hasn't it?
Well, it's a simple answer, and it's called human nature. I talked to psychologists, I talked to experts in critical thinking, and sociologists, and they were fascinated by this as well because it's a really good example of something known as an illusory correlation, which is, you know, when the human mind comes up with a belief or an assumption for our own survival, it doesn't benefit us to sort of have to rethink that or change it. Like, once we decide on a belief, that's it. Like, we are locked in. And even if it's right or wrong, you begin to collect data or evidence, anecdotal evidence, that supports your belief. And then it just sort of perpetuates from there. One of the examples I use in the story is the idea of every year, every summer, you know, we read one or two stories about shark attacks, right? And we all stay out of the water for that week. So we overemphasize that anecdotal evidence that proves this belief that, oh, the sharks are going to get us. And we forget the fact that literally millions of people at the same time swam without getting bitten by a shark. It is a window into the groupthink that sort of takes over NFL scouting and NFL draft media. And it's also a fascinating way the sort of the brain works, and the fact that this article is not going to change a single thing.
Dave, the combine is all about trying to quantify all of the factors that go into playing in the NFL more broadly, but, you know, being a quarterback in this case, your speed, your agility, your accuracy, your size. Do you think perhaps we've tricked ourselves into thinking this is all a science when it's really just art?
I tend to think of it as the NFL is, they're stuck in the 1950s, right? This is an industry that's got $15 billion at its disposal, unlimited resources, unlimited time, and they're still drafting the most important position based on a measurement that doesn't measure anything. You know, it's like, I think we should be a little more tough on NFL scouting in general. Quarterback hand size is just a microcosm of a bigger problem in NFL scouting. And the fact that, honestly, overall, combine results also have virtually no correlation to predictive success in the NFL. Like, the whole industry is broken.
And with that, folks, enjoy the rest of the NFL Combine. So, Dave, someone brought me a ruler. Are you ready?
Wait, can I do like a drum roll?
Little over 8 inches. Honestly,
whoa!
Bigger than I thought. Bigger than I thought. Yeah. I'm about the same size as Kyler Murray.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And yourself?
Ladies and gentlemen, the Arizona Cardinals, with the 6th pick of the first round, have selected David Fleming from North Carolina with 9-inch hands.
Not sure I believe you. Thanks so much, Dave.
All right, take care.
Coming up, a famous pitcher throws everyone a curve. Whatever you want to protect, nobody has more ways to help keep you safe than ADT, the most trusted name in security. You can customize an ADT security package to help protect your home in a way that works for you and your budget. ADT has HD video doorbells, indoor and outdoor cameras, smart lights, smart locks, smart thermostats, flood sensors, fire and carbon monoxide detectors, all connected to 24/7 monitoring and controlled by the sound of your voice or the ADT app. So help protect your home today with ADT. Learn more at ADT.com/podcast. Here's another story I want you to know. A lot of the greatest athletes grow up excelling at more than one sport, but aside from a few rare examples like Bo Jackson, most eventually settle on one. But what if they didn't? What if the most talented and successful athletes continued pursuing their passions on the side without anyone knowing? That is the story of Mason Saunders, or as you probably know him, Madison Bumgarner. The three-time World Series champ and four-time All-Star not only pitches for the Arizona Diamondbacks, but according to a terrific new story by The Athletic's Andrew Baggerly and Zach Buchanan, he also competes in rodeos as Mason Saunders. In their story, Baggerly and Buchanan reveal that Mad Bum has been participating in something called team roping for years now, having picked up the sport back when he was a teenager. He hasn't kept this entirely secret. In 2016, he admitted to MLB.com that he competed in some smaller rodeos, but he wanted to use an alias in competition to avoid drawing attention to himself. Hence the name Mason Saunders, a combination of his own first name, shortened, and his wife Allie's maiden name. According to the piece, Bumgarner practices roping constantly. He tests his skills on a statue of a bull at Scottsdale's Fashion Square Mall and patio furniture belonging to former Giants pitcher Jeremy Affeldt. And he truly, truly loves the sport. But he also knows that having an active side hustle can invite some scrutiny. It's unclear, for example, whether or not Bumgarner is allowed to compete in rodeo events during the baseball season. The photograph of him at a competition that caught the attention of the Athletic reporters was taken back when he was a free agent, before he signed his $85 million contract with Arizona. And he knows that after missing a few months in 2017 because of an injury he got while dirt biking, his employers might get nervous about him literally horsing around. But it doesn't sound like Bumgarner's planning on quitting anytime soon. When asked if he regretted choosing pitching over roping, he said no. And given his career earnings, it's not hard to see why. But he added that he might give it a go full-time once he's retired from baseball, and he can finally ride into the sunset with his own name. I'm Mina Kimes, and this has been ESPN Daily. I'll talk to you tomorrow.